Hilchos Birchas HaPeres, we usually start with possible Bekisnin and Pas, but we've given so many shiurim on that, I don't want to miss out, so we're going to start from Peres. We'll start first with defining in Halacha what is a Priya Eitz and what's a Priya Ilan. It's not a simple answer. I had over 30 years ago, an out-of-town rabbi called me up. He asked me a shaila. And then he called me back and he said, Rabbi, I found in a dictionary, not like you said. So he was defining a tree basically how it said on his dictionary. That's not the way to define in halacha an eitz. And you could end up with grois amaratzis if you're going to use your dictionary to figure out what's an eitz. It's not only negei hilchos brachos. It's negei hilchos olah. It's negei to kol ha-terekula. Some rishonim hold this chiluk edinim between orlan. It's machlekes the ritva and the bali ha-tesis. But that we're not going to go into hilchos orlan and other halachas. We'll stick now just push to the definition l'gabi hilchos brachos. And it's very negei even to know by the sfeikis what to do. It's mamish negei even by sfeikis. You could come out, you know, with amaratzas, even by sake, it's a simple thing like they bring bananas to the table with apples. Yeah? So everybody knows bananas, you make adom. Yeah? It's not so posh, but that's what we do. We make adom on bananas. Yeah? The three-way machloikas rishonim, what's the definition of a tree? So according to Roy Rishonim, the bananas don't qualify. Even though they're tall and they're high, and it's any guy will tell you that a banana is a fruit, and the dictionary will also say it's a fruit. But Lamaisa, since the banana is completely gone, even including the eitz itself, by the winter, you don't see anything left from that banana. See, even though the next year it doesn't have to be planted again, it grows again. So the Rosh Taka holds that a banana is eitz. Taka zeh halta Rosh. So what would be, they bring an apple, how is the Velt Noyig, bring an apple and a banana to the table? Which one do you make a bracha first? So without knowing the lumdus, your mom is going to make a toss. Because mistama, you'll remember from your younger years, there's a simon for hilchos brachas. You make hamoitzi, right? That's the first bracha, obviously. And kedima brachas, hamoitzi has kedim, the king. And then there's a simon, maga esh, right? You all learned that, right? Maga esh, mezoinis, gofen, eitz, hadoma, shahakol. Maga Eish, that's the simon. At least that's what they told me when I was a little tiny kid. So you logically come to the table, there's bananas and apples, you plan to eat both. So L'chayr and Seichel, you would say, okay, I'm going to make a ha'etz on the apple. And then I'll make Adom on the banana. Now, I don't want to call that Amaratzis, because the Abi Ha'ema Paskin's like that. The Abi Ha'ema was Amor, it's like I'm a Chvesos, an astronaut, right? So he's like many of the others, like Smashma from the Prima Godim. So he holds, yes, he holds you should make, stick with the Seder Brachas. You should make our eights on the apple and have Mufurish in mind that you're not being Moitzi the banana. He holds you could do that in Hilchos Brachas. Meaning any time you have a Sovik bracha, machmas the Sovik bracha, it's paskin in halacha, that you make a certain bracha. Banana is a perfect example. Okay? Because there are basically three qualifications to make something a bar priates. Right? For sure, everybody agrees if it has to be replanted, all the Rishonim agree. That's a state in the Gemara. The Gemara says, ein gizoy kayim, or gav zakayim. So according to the Gemara, for sure, if you have to plant it again, every year, that is definitely a bar priadom. That's clear, beyond any question. Norvos, there's three gedorim, what's called, what's gavza? What does gavza mean? The Rosh has the most makel opinion. The Rosh holds, as long as you don't have to plant it again, the roots stay in the ground, that's eight. You don't have to see nothing. Mamish nothing, it's completely gone. But since I don't have to plant it again next year and it's the roots are in the ground, that's eitz. That's gavzakayim. The Bali HaTosfos hold, there's a ritual like that also in Sukkot, that as long as there's something above the ground that's kayim, the wood is, has the wood has to be, even though everything else is naked, the branches fall off, the leaves fall, everything falls off. But the stem from where the branches come out from, is, so if as long as you go to the ground and you see that the wood is coming up still, even though everything else is gone, according to Bali HaTosfos, Rashi, and the Ritva holds that way also, Rashi holds, the branches have to stay. So according to Rashi, if you have a tree and it has branches, and from the branches come out fruit, and everything stays, but the branches fall off. That's already ois eitz. Eitz has to be that you look at the tree the way you look at an apple tree. Right? We have plenty of apple trees. This whole area was apple orchard. Right? That's where the names came from. Macintosh. All of these Shemus HaKdoshim. So that, you look at an apple tree, that, Rashi agrees, it's eitz. It's the branches are there, the leaves and the fruit fall off, but that's the, everything else is there. So Lamaisa, everybody's maskim kemat that we're not machma like Rashi. So as long as the tree is still coming out, even though the branches fell off, we still make oitz, right? Because Roy Vishanim hold like that. Roy Vishanim hold like that. But bananas, strawberries, then you run into all new shilas. I'm all you could have a fakerta shila. You have taka, the wood is coming up. It's very low. Does that matter? Some Mishnah Mold makes no difference. Some Mishnah Mold has to be at least Gimbal Tvachim. Whatever. You could run into berries. By some berries, you have that Shaila. But anyway, the bottom line is, getting back to the Shaila, so I'm giving you banana because it's a perfect example. Perfect example where you could make a big mistake with the banana. Why? Because Hadoma is definitely the wrong bracha for an apple, right? For sure it's the wrong bracha for an apple. No shy. Elamai. If you made Hadoma on apple, you ate it. Right? But Hadoma is not the bracha on an apple. Ha'etz is a bracha on an apple. Okay? On a banana, Hadoma could be used the bracha, and Ha'etz could be used the bracha. We pass, can you make Adoma? Because we have a Sovik Brochas. Right. Now, if you're going to go, that's why Lefiani is Daiti, in that case, you go away from the Seder HaBrochas, and you make, first you make a Brocha on the banana. Why? Because if you make Adoma on the banana, right, you Vadai weren't Yoitz on the apple. Because Adoma is Vadai, not the Brocha on an apple. It's only if you had in mind to potter the apple. The Hadoma naturally doesn't work for an apple. So if you had a bowl of fruit and you made a dastam das, you made a burpee Hadoma on a banana, it doesn't potter the apple. The Rishonim say that mefurish. Berech al priya eitz burpee Hadoma yotza means you made a mistake in halacha. You picked up an apple. You thought the right bracha is to make Hadoma on an apple, and you made burpee Hadoma on the apple. So then you might see. So that's why I hold, if you're having an apple and a banana, the right thing to do is to make Adoma on the banana. Because then, for sure, you're not being moitzi your apple. Not only you're not moitzing your apple, you're not making a broch shein tzricha, that broch is not supposed to be on the apple. Mashengen, if you're going to make a eitz first, that could be the lechatchila broch on the banana. And now you're having in mind not to be moitzi the banana. You understand? The banana would be a sofik if somebody had stamdas. They made a boire priya eitz on the whole bowl of fruit. They didn't have a mind specifically. They made a bracha on an apple, but they were going to have a whole bowl of fruit. That bracha theoretically would part of the banana also be sofik. You understand? Because the banana maybe needs a boire priya eitz. That may be the right bracha for the banana. According to the Rosh, that is the right bracha. So according to the Rosh, if they brought you a bowl of fruit, you don't have to have in mind that your ha'etz is pattering your banana, specifically. The ha'etz is the right bracha on the banana. So that's why in that case, I always, when I remember, unless I forget, if I'm having a banana and an apple, I always make first Adoma on the banana. And then I don't, and I have in mind, I'm not having in mind the apple bracha. So I'm not being, so that's it. So there you have the same. No, not when you have a Sofik Brochas. This is a bigger problem. Here it's not a question of Chovev and Seder Brochas. Here it's a question of not putting yourself into a Sofik Brochas. This is unlike any, that's why I give this Kedima more Chashivas than any other Kedima. Because here you have a Sha'il of a Broch Shein Tricha B'chal. When you make O'eitz, when I'm a chavin to have a banana, and I am making a bar pri O'eitz, according to the Rosh, that is the broch on the banana. So I'm kilu having in mind, I don't want to be eat. That's mamish like a broch shein tzrich. According to the Rosh, that's 100% a broch shein tzrich. Kimat a broch levatola. You understand? According to the Rosh. So that's why it's not a question of kedima and chavivus and shivus haminim. This is much bigger of a shaila. That's what I'm explaining. This is much bigger of a shaila. This is not the seder habrochas. No, you just don't have to have money. I'm not thinking about the apple. The apple's not part of my calculus. Hadoma only patters an apple, if you have it in mind. And that's takan halacha. Let's say a guy stamina moritz. Stamina moritz. He doesn't know seder brochas. Right? And they brought him a fruit salad. And there's no tofel ikar in the fruit salad. There's hadoma in there, there's strawberries, there's bananas, there's apples, there's grapes, there's everything in it. And amaratus-wise, he didn't know he was supposed to make an eitz before Adama. He made Adama before eitz. Doesn't pater the eitz. Unless he specifically had in mind that I'm making Adama on a eitz. So that's why, that's how I hold. Now again, I'm not calling this amaratzis. I'm just telling you, it's because the Abiyahim holds like that. He holds that he should make, or stick to the Seder Brochas. He holds it's not called a Broch Shein Tzricha. If we hold Misofik, we pass it in Shulchan Aruch that you make a Bori Pri Adama, and you have in mind Mefurish when you make our eight, I don't want to be Moitzi the banana. That's not called Broch Shein Tzricha. Because Lamaisa, we pass it, you make Adoma. So you're not fabricating a Brocha. Lamaisa, we hold on a banana, you make Adoma. That's how we pass it. Besakina Harifa, we pass it like that. So Lamaisa, he holds, you could stick to the regular Seder Brocha. That's why I'm not calling this Amaratzis. But there's new, in Brochas, we're going to learn, there's a lot of nuances. That's why it's important to understand the lumdus behind it, so that way you get, you know, I was in the Beis Medrash, I was in my office, this is about 25 years ago, and there were two people arguing in Beis Medrash what I held, what I paskened. They didn't know I was in my office. Right? And they were mamish screaming at each other. Rishi said like this, it's not true, he said, fakir. Mamish, they were fighting. It was like the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavov. For those of you that remember the Gemara, Rav Kahane, Rav Chia, Shvur kachomarav, right? They each one thought that the Gemara and Shvur is Tav Chavov. What were they arguing about? They were arguing with I hold if when you have 2 days Yom Tov, one of them said you're supposed to bring in Yom Tov early, Yom Tov Sheni, and the other one said, I said it's also to bring in Yom Tov Sheni early. And they were both right. They just there's nuances. It's for the same reason. If you have Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov normally, the Mishabur Paskas, you're not supposed to bring Yom Tov Sheni in early. Why not? What's the problem? You can't make it Ois Yom Tov Rishon anyway. What's the problem? The problem is, the Mishabur says, because you may come to do Achonim. If you're going to go and bring Yom Tov Sheni in, you're going to makabel Yom Tov Sheni. In a Chanami, you're not being Mevatel Kedushas Yom Tov. You can't do that. You can't be Mevatel Kedushas Yom Tov Rishon. But you'll come to go and cook and do things miyom tov lechaverin. See, that's why you're supposed to be ma'acher, not to bring in yom tov sheni early. As I talked to Mishua. But when you have yom tov sheni is Shabbos and yom tov rishon was Friday, right? Then there's a milah to bring in yom tov. I always make early Shabbos. Whenever I make an erev tavshil, I make early Shabbos. Why? The zelba mishabur. Mishabur says that the reason why you should make Yom Tov early is because one of the things the Erev Tavshil is relying on is Hoyel. Right? Erev Tavshil is relying on one of two Svaras. Either it's relying on the fact that, meaning Erev Tavshil is the Rabbanan. So how are you allowed to do a Deraisa Dike Bishel relying on a Din Rabbanan? So the Gemara, there's two reasons found in Chazal. One is Hoyel. Hoyel means that even if I would cook on Yom Tov for L'chol, right? I would cook for Yom Tov, but it's roy for guests today, so midaraisa, you're not over bishul. Because it's hoyle. Hoyle will be roy for today. Right? So that's why the Erev Tavshil is only getting rid of a derabbanan. That's one reason. And if you don't hold of hoyle, then you have to hold midaraisa tzorchei Shabbos nasa b'yom tov. They only allow a mavashul from Yom Tov to during the week. But Yom Tov to Shabbos, midaraisa, you're allowed to cook. Kum techois, that if you make an Erev Tavshilin, and you put the chalent up, people don't know this, and you put the chalent up 1 minute before Shabbos, your Erev Tavshilin, only according to one sheet, is good. I'm akpid that the chalent should be fully cooked and able to be eaten on Yom Tov Rishon. Because without that, you don't have a hoyle. If you're going to put up your chalent, you understand, if you're going to put your chalent up right before Shabbos, so my chalent is not edible till mamish, the end of Friday. It's not roy to use on Friday anymore. Yeah? So it comes out that there's no hoyle. So now my Erev Tavshil just lost one of its legs. Normally my Erev Tavshil has two legs. Right? It's not handicapped. It has two legs. It has hoyle leg, and it has midaraisa tzorchei Shabbos nasa b'yom tov leg. But if you cook right before, so Mishabura says, b'di'eved, you could be samech. If you didn't cook early, you could still be samech on the Erev Tavshil. But it's a b'di'eved. Why not do l'chetchila? So mikoyach zeh, it's good to bring Yom Tov Sheni early, because that way you will do in advance, and that way, the same reason, that's what I'm telling you, if you don't understand the lamdas, it could be shvur kacha marav, shvur kacha marav. You have to know the lamdas. If you know the lamdas, then you can, so punkt, the same lamdas why you're normally not supposed to bring in Yom Tov Sheni early, by Yom Tov Sheni, that's Shabbos, Vakels, I'm able to bring it in early. Okay, so anyway, so Lamaisa, we're coming out, even though it's a machlekes, we're coming out that when you have a Suffolk pre-Suffolk Adoma, and because of that, the halacha is to make a Boy Pri Adoma, you should, L'chayra, in such a case, you should be Makdim, right? You should be Makdim the Adoma to the Ha'etz, because the Ha'etz is maybe a Vadai, the right Brocha, for the banana. So we're coming out L'alocha. Again, I'm not calling Amaratzis the other way. I'm just saying that's the way I would come out L'alocha. That you should do the Ha'etz second. The Ha'etz on the apple you do second. The Hadoma on the banana I would do first. What do you mean? We'll see. Less of a shayla. We're gonna be mivar.